Nixon attempted eliminating from Texas his mate of George Bush as a permanent representative of the United States in the U.S. Records of expression of the American administration staff towards the international organization, which is normal considered by the U.S. as essential for diplomatic contact with the U.S. 25 diplomats, such as Cabot Lodge and Edmund Stevenson. The United States looked at the UN as a symbol of propaganda, and for delivering speeches broadcast by the TV. Mr. Nixon did not want to appoint a man that could control the behavior of countries. The American State Department lost its influence on the United Nations, and the White House imposed its complete control of India. When diplomats in the United Nations heard the name of George Bush for the first time, and in Europe that he had a limited experience in the world of Arab, one of them said this story. He said that I would like to see a big number of leading independent states join the world. Some representatives would not distinguish between a new state and another. The representatives of this country were to keep in mind with the new members to gain more voices for the important issue. At one of the parties, the American representative, Bush, approached a handsome man and presented himself. The handsome man told George Bush he is the representative of the ministry. Then Mr. Bush shook hands with him warmly and said, "Of course, I heard about your beautiful country, although I didn't visit it till now." That was a record in Francis, Bush and the UNESCO paper. You are tuned to the Voice of Peace from Baghdad. Dear listeners, enjoy listening to the song. Thank you. This is Voice of Peace from Baghdad.
Thank you. Thank you.